there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
we're back.
It's Capital Forum for our second hour. And before we get started, Tom, would you put your hands in the air and show them all the products?
Put my hands in the air?
Yeah, you remember Vanna White. She put her hands up. Here's the product.
Okay.
Just like in that song, put your hands in the air, put your hands in the air. Remember that?
No, I don't.
I don't know what either one of you guys are talking about, so I'm just going to keep talking, I guess. You're listening to RBN on republicbroadcasting.org or on some local AM and FM radio station like I have. And I have friends that have local AM and FM micro stations, so I would recommend everybody check in and doing that. And also, everybody, please support RBN. You can call in 800-724-2719. Monday through Friday, or get online and donate what you can, and also get some generic business cards and help spread the message. Back to you, Louise.
Well, I wanted you to wear a slinky dress and kind of highlight the letters and stuff like that.
Oh, boy, I had to send it back to you, didn't I?
Oh, man.
Sergey, do you have anything to say besides that? Are you going to...
Yes, actually, I want to mention something. Speaking of low FM station...
Yes.
You know, our local station here in Kansas City metropolitan area, 1140 AM KCXL, now they broadcast the same programs on the FM diapason. It's 102.9 FM. It just started on this week, early this week.
So
I just found out that by accident. Which is a good step toward promoting the message of the freedom and the liberty for people who listen FM only.
Yeah,
do RBN?
I think they broadcast some other truth networks, don't they, Sergey?
I think so.
Yeah.
So it's 102.9 FM. You have to have good receiver to be able to listen. I can listen in my car. Or if you have a good receiver at home, yeah.
So those in the Kansas City area, you have two choices. You have an AM, which is what, 1040? Is that what the AM station
1140.
Is? 1140.
40
okay.
AM.
And then the FM station is what?
FM is to 102.9 FM.
Now what you can do, Sergey, is you can actually call the station and actually request them put on another truth radio station, you know, another
like
show.
This one,
like
Sergey.
This one, on Sunday mornings. Because they do it during a week, but I don't think they do any on weekends, do they?
On weekends, they have programs, different programs, like a sport,
right.
Religious, Kevin Trudeau, they play, it's about topics of the food, health, and all that. They got chiropractors, they got, various programs going on.
So they could probably...
Okay.
Yes.
You know, our program is food and health and sports, because we're always running away from the bad guy. We're trying to get our food and our money. And at this point, they're forcing you to see the doctor. There's nothing to help you.
So anyway, Sergey, you went and called the network, called the radio station, and asked them if they'd carry any other programming on the weekends. As a matter of fact, I did the same thing with my local AM/FM stations, and they're receptive. So I started that dialogue, and I would recommend everybody around the nation do the same thing. There are still mom-and-pop radio stations that will carry this type of broadcasting.
Especially, you know, they can do it for free.
And we're coming up on another three-minute break.
Been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
To make things right, you and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things.
All of a sudden, I got a scratchy voice. All I hear is static.
All of a sudden, I got a bunch of geese flying over my house.
Is that what it is? You put your geese back in
here.
Yes,
and I have my neighbor's dog is running around trying to chase tails and barking.
Hey,
on short order, I need to bring up this. On short order, very quickly, what we have is that we will be taking part of it as a lawsuit for the fact that they have removed Ken by gunpoint. You can't, the Republican Party is not going to allow you to change what they've done on that vote. We're asking everybody to vote for the one Constitution Party member, if there is a Constitution Party member running, or the Independent Party person running. But then if there's no Constitution Party member running, vote Democrat. If we allow the corrosive nature is to get in. They have benefited for what they have done. That leads them to do even worse later.
Wait a minute. Why Democrats, please?
Okay, look. Take your party politics and put it in your pocket, because guess what? Both parties are the same. If there's not a Constitution Party member running, then the only way to remove the Republican who has been put there by the machine is to do a Democrat.
How about voting third-party tickets?
That's what she's saying. Did you not hear me? Party or Libertarian or whatever, first priority.
I said, first third-party candidate. If there's no third-party candidate running, vote for the Democrat.
How about if you leave that space blank?
Then you will not count. Did you not listen to me?
Vote for an
If you leave one blank, the machine, Diebold's machine, won't throw yours off. It'll be an error.
You mean entire ballot?
Entire ballot.
Is that really? Is that true?
That's true.
No. If you leave a blank, it won't dismiss
They should
your ballot.
Count that particular
yes.
spot. I mean, that
That's
circle.
The Diebold's machine on the count, if you leave one blank or don't fill it in completely, it will shoot it off as an error. That is how they won the damn vote.
Where'd you hear that at, Louise?
I can show it to you on a later time. First, we have a caller.
George
we'll talk
in
about
Texas.
This later.
Yeah,
we have a caller from Texas.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, George.
Well, I just want to say, as a member of Texas Nationalist Movement, I'm going to shoot a disclaimer. My views and opinions are not the reflection of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Before I speak
anything. Oh, wow.
Well, we accept your legal disclosures.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that one, Ben.
But coming back to Texas, just to let some of your listeners know a little bit about Texas history. Texas was a republic before it became a state. If you come to Texas, you will find that the American flag and the Texas flag fly at equal height, because Texas is still a republic as well as a state, and Texas is the only state that's been entered into the Union by the treaty of the Annexation Treaty of 1846 that was never ratified.
That's right.
And one of the things why I want independence for Texas, if you look at the alphabet soup agencies, you look at all the laws, you know, if we can get, like I said, you could take back the Congress and the House and all that stuff, you can have 535 Ron Pauls in there, but until we get rid of these, and to get rid of these alphabet soup agencies is going to take a real uphill battle. And as far as, like, Texas Nationalist sees it, it's more like, why don't we just be done with it? Why deal with the, why try to fight to eliminate the EPA? Texas being its own republic, we don't have to deal with them no more.
Mm-hmm.
Just say no to the fourth arm of the government, right? The fourth branch.
Yeah.
And fourth and unconstitutional branch.
Yes. Also, too, it's like if Missouri ever got its independence along with Texas, you know, we would probably be the two major transcontinental hubs just by our location.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look at the transcontinental flights and travel. They're trying to avoid coming through the United States because of the Transportation Security Administration. And when Texas gets independence, by its location, it could be one of the biggest transnational travel hubs.
Hmm. Now, I got a question.
Same thing.
Why a nationalist movement? Nationalist movement in every era of our entire history has always led us into Hitler.
Well, the thing is, I don't know about, like I say, Texas nationalists, but you know the good thing about Texas, you know, people tried to get all the Texas, we got the Republic of Texas, and we got a lot of secession groups around Texas, and you had a few people try to, like, get us all under one umbrella, and here's the thing is, I don't want all these groups united. I want them all out there being diverse and being independent.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Is my little old brain here going? Now, with all those freedom fighters in Texas, how come that the Trans-Texas Corridor is still going?
Well, we're trying to get rid of Rick Perry.
No. again. Rick Perry was the good guy, remember? I remember, Mama. I remember when everybody was yelling, oh, Rick Perry was such a great guy. This is the movement, so we're saying, Rick Perry, good guy. Rick Perry. I said, hold on to your teeth. Okay? Do you remember Tom? Back when that was going on, I said, he's one of the next, the same bunch. Don't kid yourself. Remember?
No, I'm no fan of Rick Perry, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, but before that time, a lot of people were a fan of Rick Perry.
No, I don't know. I don't remember that.
When Rick Perry signed the one agreement, everybody, he was a sovereignist, on and on. Remember for sovereignty?
One of the reasons he won the re-election, he kind of posed that same thing that happened in Missouri. You know, they just get on the bandwagon like, hey, we're for state sovereignty. Which in,
there you go. Now you're understanding. I hope you got that one. I hope everyone listens. He has just said a gem of pearls. Okay? They just take on the same words. Their history is going to tell you who they're at. You're not going to find out from anything that they say. Because everything they say are lies. And it keeps happening. And it keeps happening. And it doesn't get any better. So the only way you're going to be able to tell who is in the zoo is to drop all else. Look at their background. If their history is diehard Republican, duck. If their history is diehard Democrat, duck. If they've been a Democrat for 91 years, then we're in trouble. They've been a Republican for 91 years, we're in trouble.
It's pretty easy to see in Missouri who the bad guys were, because that's who the parties backed. So
the Tea Party's backed.
Well, the Tea Party people, are a lot of them are screwed
up. Now you're understanding. Hold on. Okay, now this is one for you over in Texas. The very same people who have taken over the Tea Parties are the same people who have taken over who are destroying us. The very same people who are supposedly having these side groups, they're the same ones.
You know,
you have to go back with a really fine-tooth comb 10 years back and find out who was there and who's not.
The Constitution Party people here in Missouri are actually starting freedom rallies. You know, as opposed to the Republican now Tea Parties, they're actually starting freedom rallies, and we get more on topic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, when you walk into a booth and the only thing it says is, we're against Obama, and Obama's the reason why the states are having problems, you're wrong. Before there was an Obama, there was a Bush. Before there was a Bush, there was a Clinton. Before there was a Clinton, you know, on.
There was a Bush.
But the point is, it's all the same. You know, I don't care who you change in the office and president. I would say Clinton was one of the better of the few crazies. But they're all crazies. Because you can't affect Washington. The only one you're going to change is us. And whenever they start touting the party favorites, okay, I kept hearing the speech about Roy Blunt and how he was such a sovereign soul and how he was fighting for people's freedom and rights, and he was against the government coming in and blah, da, da, da. Go check his voting record. Real ID, CAFTA, NAFTA, GANT. Just go check it. I'm not asking to do anything else, but go look online. Don't look online for last year and the year before that, because you're setting up for the election. Go a little further.
You know what?
The tobacco lobby. You're handing out checks for the tobacco lobby on the House floor. With the lobbyist, by the way, he all went away, walked away with her, married. Okay, after he was with her for quite some time, not his wife. That really I don't care about too much, except for the fact that she was the tobacco lobbyist and he was passing out her checks to pay for a vote. Now, if you look at his past, oh my. Well, evidently we're having a break. I may let Ken take over, because I'm getting hot-headed. The things are today. The things are today. The things are today.
How do you like to wait?
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Forum on RBN on republicbroadcasting.org, and we're visiting with George from Texas. George, what else is on your mind this morning?
You know, the thing is, I gotta say, we mentioned on a break, I'm not gonna mention on the air, but a particular host that's very popular in Texas. And you know, the thing is, which is really important, especially in politics and in when trying to restore our freedoms, you know, nobody is perfect. And, you know, nobody's perfect. And Deborah Medina, I think she had some bad advice from her advisors. And there's one thing they don't tell you is what they call principles before personalities. Especially if you're a broadcaster, you know, you may be angry, you may be raged, but you know, sometimes you gotta check your feelings at the door.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Deborah Medina was really on a roll with her campaign, and she was literally derailed and destroyed within the last week before the primary by certain hosts.
And you know, and I told him about it. I said, you know, you could have went private. And, you know, discuss how you can dig yourself out of this.
Boy, that would have been huge if Deborah would have won that primary, wouldn't have been, George. I was all for that. We tried to have her on the show many times, and our schedules kept mismatching, so we never could get her up on the air.
But like I say, there's a chance for her to be a write-in candidate, and, you know, But you know, the thing is like, with, you know, I don't really think Darren Medina said was really that harmful. And you know, and for like some people in the 9/11 truth movement, you know, it's like this, you know, it's a red herring. And the thing is, I can't be a single issue person.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, you know, like I say, she was, like I say, she bungled. I don't really think she meant what she said. I think she got bungled by a host.
Well, and I think part of that, what you're saying is, too, I think she got some new campaign advisors in that last week or two, and they advised her to steer clear of the whole issue, and she should have just been forthright with it and addressed it and been done with it. But it seemed like that was quite an orchestrated event, didn't it?
Well, you know, the thing is, the day I run for office, you know, the only closest advisor, you know, if I can't think for myself and I got to rely on my advisors, there's something wrong with me.
You're right.
Speaking of running for office, your buddy over in Florida, isn't he running for sheriff in his county?
I mean, Greg Pound, he's in jail till October.
But isn't he still running for, did I not hear he's running for sheriff?
County commission.
County commission, there you go.
Yeah. If you could try to get Ralph Winter Road on, I think he's on later today.
Right.
He can tell you what's going on with Greg Pound, but he's 6 months in jail for a domestic violence injunction that, you know, they put on him, that they proved that he never hit his wife, you know, stuff like that. And it's just going, you know, if you look at Florida, I mean, I've written something on my website, you know, talking about Floridians vote none of the above, you know, because no matter if you go Democrat, Republican in Florida. And, you know, I even called out State Representative Mike Fasano and a few other so-called conservatives. And I said, if you really be conservative, you will work to fight for the family. That means you would stop the abuses of the Department of Children and Family grabbing at children. You would make sure everybody accused would have a jury trial. I said, but you guys are phonies.
And I thought, Ralph Winterall, I thought he was also fighting that in Florida. I wonder where he's getting with that, because I haven't heard him mention that much on his radio show lately.
Well, he, I think, talked about it a little bit last week.
Okay.
But I think if you get a hold of him, like, for a segment or two, he might be able to tell you what's going on with Greg Pound. But, you know, it's just the thing, you know, we even talked about it in Texas. It's Mike, you look at the city of Austin, you know, they're getting all these federal dollars, and if you appoint this police chief that the feds select, you get all this goodies and money, and, you know, they got this cap-and-trade deal with the city of Austin. Same thing with Dallas and Houston and some of these metropolitan cities. And all these the federal government is bypassing the Texas state legislature. This is wrong, and, you know, I would like to see the system change where all federal money and grants that the city applies for has to be approved by the legislature before they can apply. Because I really don't think you know, the federal government bypassed the legislature, making local governments sign these cooperative agreements to trample on people's liberties and allow the feds carte blanche in the county or in the jurisdiction is not good. I think everything should go through the legislature.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And even here in the sticks out in Missouri, you know, the grants are coming in for all the sheriff's departments, and they're basically buying military equipment with these grants. And so it's, once again, you know, I had a personal conversation with a local county deputy, sheriff deputy, about this same situation. He says, when you guys take this federal money, then you become subservient to the federalities. You know, you start taking commands and orders from them. There's always strings attached. And he goes, well, yeah, look at all this nice equipment we're getting. He's like, yeah, but sure. Who are you working for? Are we the people that elect you, or the federal government that tells you what to do to trample our rights? You know,
right.
we have to get in dialogue with these local people to start getting them awoken to the situation that they're getting bought out.
Well, I think in our county, they're sort of like coming out with the public disclosure that every grant and everything that they apply for, they can't do it behind closed door, that it has to be brought out into the public for the public to examine.
So in what respect? Do it have to have it on a voter ballot, or would they just announce
there
it in
the newspaper?
There
has to be a public hearing.
Well, we're coming up on a 3-minute break. Richard in Oklahoma, we see you're on the line. We'll get to you after the break.
Well,
so
gentlemen, I'm going to sign off. I got to get my kids breakfast.
Very good, George. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, George.
All right. God bless.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth. With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Booyah!
Dropping our phones, breaking down our doors, waging on the people a civil war.
Booyah!
Street jobs and bring home no pay.
Booyah!
IRS takes it all away. We struggle, slave, pay the rent. Constitutional.
Welcome back to Capital Forum on RBN, and we're visiting today with Sergey and Ken. I think Ken's taking over for Louise. And we have a caller, Richard from Oklahoma. Richard.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Hey, what do we got coming up months from now?
In what respect?
The flu season, right?
Oh, yeah. Another mandatory shot, right?
Yeah.
Another line in the sand, right, Richard?
Yeah. What just got through happening? They just got through recalling something like 500 million or more eggs.
Is that right?
Yes,
is that what it turned out to be?
Yes, I believe it was six different companies. Nationwide.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're...
Salmonella.
What's the population of the United States? 300 million?
Yep, 300.
And it was like over the billion eggs recalled.
So do you see a connection there, Richard?
How many were recalled?
Yeah. Now, am I the only one that thinks like five steps ahead of time?
So you think they needed all these eggs to produce the vaccines with?
I don't know. But
it's a possibility, isn't it?
You've got a good plan.
Hey, Richard, before long, they'll have the vaccine and the eggs. It'll be the opposite.
Yeah, including the E. coli.
Yeah, exactly. We know they're putting medicines in corn and everything else now.
You're right. They need to have some time, you know, to produce more vaccines by using those eggs, right?
Yeah, they got I forget what the name of it is. They inject the virus or whatever inside the egg.
The chicken embryo, yeah, or whatever. Yep.
And then it's got to incubate.
Yep.
And then, like I said, somebody should follow, you know, supposedly you're supposed to take the eggs back to the supermarket you bought them from. Somebody should ask one of the manager at the supermarket, hey, what do you do with these eggs after we return them to you? Do you get rid of them yourself, or do you ship them off somewhere else?
I can tell you one thing for sure. I don't know about the eggs in general. If they keep the product on the shelf and it's the expiration date already, you know, getting close, and it's already expired, they, for some reason they still have it on the shelf, they throw away. It's like Hy-Vee, local Hy-Vee store. They have a policy. They just throw away. It doesn't matter. And I assume they do the same thing with the eggs.
Well,
yeah, but these eggs, they've been marked as having E. coli. If that's true, then they're a biohazard.
Wow. So you think they'd have to be turned into the local government authority, huh, is what you're saying?
Like I said,
E. coli, that would just be on the shell, wouldn't it, on the outside of it, not on the inside of the egg.
It's in the inside of the egg is where the E. coli is.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Then they will go toward the vaccine manufacturer.
Well, how many eggs were involved?
There's over 500 million, I think.
God. That's incredible.
There's enough for, let's say, this year and next year's flu season.
We can share that with Canada and Mexico, well, too, right?
What they'll probably do, Richard, they'll want to have a double dip. They want you to have two vaccines like they did last year.
Yeah, but seriously,
right?
Somebody should check into where these eggs finally end up at.
Where were they distributed to? What states were they in? I don't even know that.
Irregardless of where they go, where they're at, find out where they're going to now.
Right.
Have you checked it yourself?
No, I haven't. Like I said, because if they're marked as the ones that's supposed to be sent back, then so, theoretically they're a biohazard.
Mm.
And if they're a biohazard, they got to, you know, it's they got to be properly shipped.
So hazmat team should come over and take care of the business, right?
I don't know. I have all I know is the numbers that they're recalling, and the numbers in the United States are pretty, you know, it's 300 million, 500 million, like you guys say, hey, here's some for the United States and here's some for Canada.
Interesting. It's an interesting thought.
Yep. A long time ago, I quit buying the eggs in the store. I buy from the local farmers, producers, you know, and I feel sorry for the people who don't do that. I mean, they go conventional way to buy eggs or any produce, any food, most of it junk food from the store, and just take it from there. Instead of supporting the local farmers, you know, buying produce, eggs, meat, bread, and anything else.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting to see is who supplies the eggs to the vaccine companies.
That'd be interesting. Why don't you do some research on this, Richard, and see if you can call back in next week and give us an update.
Yeah, I don't know how to go about doing all that. All I know is that something doesn't sound right.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting idea. You know, like you're saying, I guess they had already been producing the vaccines now, wouldn't they? It takes several months to produce them, doesn't it?
At least a month or so. Anyway, I was just throw that out there, because like I said, it seemed like to me I'm the only one that thought, the first time when I heard it on TV and the amount that they were recalling, this is not right.
Yeah, that is interesting.
It's because you see, think outside of conventional box. So
it started as like one company, and now what you're indicating, it's six different companies that have this issue?
It's one company that produced the eggs, and from there they distributed to different other companies.
Oh, six distributors then.
Yeah,
okay.
That's where they ended up in the supermarkets.
Gotcha.
Well, they have some chicken ranches down there in Mississippi, for example, that produce over a million eggs per day, you know.
Wow.
You have a
million eggs per day?
Yeah.
My goodness.
A chicken produces, I think, like 0.8 eggs per day, you know, almost an egg a day. So they have ranches that have a million chickens, so you're not talking about too many producers down there. You know, that was just one chicken ranch. But, you know, I used to work for an egg company, and they would freeze the eggs. They would, they had machines that broke the eggs and opened them up and so forth, and they're all made out of stainless steel. And then they would blend the eggs, like for whole egg, and freeze it in a 30-pound can. And then they could run their tests. They'd take samples for salmonella and so forth. And then, but the actual eggs were in the freezer. So if there was a bad batch, they could just dump that particular batch and, you know, not lose all the eggs. So, but on fresh eggs like that, I don't know what they do. I guess they could go back and they'd probably just throw them away, because once they leave the store, you don't know, you know, if they've been kept cold.
Yeah.
And,
go
ahead.
What do they do when, like they found out that these, have E. coli in them? And then, how did it get by for so many months?
Well, the problem is, when you get these government-issued reports, you never know what to believe. Is it even true, you know? you never know exactly what the reality of the situation is, do you? How can you even get E. coli inside the egg? I don't even understand that. Is it from use of antibiotics?
I don't know. I thought that was just, like chicken poop on the outside of the egg. But
yeah, how does it get on the inside? I don't know. I don't understand that to begin with. Not that I've researched it at all, but that's just confusing to begin with.
Well, I'm not an expert on fresh eggs. I just know about the ones that were frozen. But I know you can keep eggs in a cooler for months, you know. I mean, I think sometimes they keep them for even a year. But
because theoretically, you know, off the assembly line, they may take a sample of, say, an egg, one out of 1,000, and check it for E. coli or whatever and other things.
Yeah.
And they'd catch it immediately, you know, because surely they got some sort of test thing that tests for E. coli instantly.
Yeah, you know, they have standards they have to adhere to unless they're getting by with that, like the BP guys got by with it.
Like I said, this doesn't sound right.
Yeah. No, just another one of those stories that just doesn't smell right, does it?
I mean, you know, there's 500 million eggs, you know, and... Yeah. Well, anyway, you guys take it easy and... Get somebody to check. I'll do my best to check into it to find out, you know, where they go from this, you know, after you return them into the supermarket.
Right.
If they throw them away or
it would be interesting to know what they're actually doing with them. Hey, Richard, you called in before, and didn't you ask about growing, like if you could grow one thing, what it would be as far as health-wise?
I don't know.
Well, I think you might have, and I didn't really say it, but I would, if you're going to do something for health-wise and you only had one item to grow, I'd grow wheat and juice it.
Oh, wheat?
Yep. Just go to a local co-op or wherever and get a 50-pound bag of wheat or a bushel of wheat, whatever.
Yeah.
And get the feed kind, because that wouldn't have any pesticides on it, and you can just grow that in your garden or wherever on your shelf in your house, even near a window, and you can grow that and juice it, and that's just the most amazing thing you can do for your health.
You're talking about the wheatgrass?
Wheatgrass, yep.
Yeah, it's good.
And what it does, not only does it supply your body with all the nutrition that your body needs, you could literally live on it if you had to, but it also detoxes your body. And one of the things that becomes a problem with all people is our livers become toxic from the years of accumulated of all the junk.
Yeah.
And drinking the wheatgrass on a daily basis will actually flush your liver out.
Oh, it will.
So
one of the best, another thing, Tom, is to fast. Fasting on orange juice.
Yeah, well, lemon juice, you can do lemon juice with cayenne pepper in it. That's called a master cleanse, and you can do that with a fast, and that's really an amazing fast as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the lemon juice will actually alkaline your body for some reason. You know, it's acidic, but for some reason it makes your body more alkalinic. Which
helps. So does orange juice. It turns alkaline.
Oh, I didn't know that about the orange juice, but I did.
It's acidic.
Yeah, but it's acidic when you drink it, but it's alkaline. Its effect is alkaline on your body.
And an organic vinegar will do the same thing. So, yeah, if you did ask that question before, Richard, I would highly recommend, if you're worried about your health or you're just like me, you just want to have better health, just start drinking wheatgrass juice on a daily basis.
Okay. All right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, anybody listening out there, find out, you know, go to your supermarket. If you have eggs that you have to return, just ask, you know, hey, where do these things go? Do they go to the dump or do they go to you guys ship them off somewhere?
Yeah.
Just find out where they ship them off to.
I know where mine comes from. Mine comes from our chicken house just 50
feet
from
the
house.
There's millions and millions of people out there that buy them from the supermarkets.
We have about 60 chickens. I don't quite get a million a day, but I get quite a few.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for the call, Richard.
Yep.
Thank you, Richard.
Hey, we have Tom from New York. Tom, are you with us this morning?
Yeah, fellas, I'm doing pretty good. I hope you are, too.
Excellent. Yeah. How are you doing?
The mass ignorance of the American people should actually be, exposed, because, first off, going through my BA program, in fine arts and everything, in science, E. coli can only come from the human bowel.
Is that right?
Yes. E. coli cannot go through a chicken because a chicken has a gizzard, and the E. coli virus would not survive the acid in the gizzard.
So this story is a complete fraud, is what you're indicating, or what?
Oh, absolutely. And it's the same thing. They were saying that the lettuce that they were bringing up, people were getting E. coli poisoning from lettuce.
Right.
Well, either those migrant farmers haven't been washing their hands when they were picking it, or they were growing it in some human feces, right, or the people that they have handling our food have no idea what soap and water and disinfectant is all about. The entire situation is nothing but a fabrication. Now, I don't know what their motivation is. Maybe you got to understand something also. They may have come up with a new way to get eggs, because a lot of vaccines and everything use egg white for the host. Maybe
what Richard was pointing out. Maybe they're using these eggs for their vaccine program.
Yeah, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And every time they start screaming global warming, I buy another pair of long johns.
Whatever they say, black is white and white is black, right? You do the opposite.
Well, I switch it up every so often, because then they might create. See, it looks like old Tom's creating a pattern here. Let's change it up again. It's not like I'm that important, but, there are those doubting Thomases out there, and there's a good reason to doubt a lot of what's going on. Center for Disease Control, or whatever, the one down in Atlanta, is nothing but the spearhead organization for surveys for the population control of America.
Center of Death Control, isn't it? It's not disease.
Yes,
control.
Sir. I believe you coined that one pretty good. But
yeah.
I've done a lot of research, fellas, and each and every time I get involved with any type of research, I find holes in their stories. And the only thing I'm really, really good at is, even from the time I was a kid, was when the magician would come and do the thing in front of kindergarten, and I would always find the rabbit in the guy's coat, So that's been a curse to me. But we had a situation in New York where they didn't want us to use the tap water. They said because migratory birds, we had E. coli poisoning in the reservoir area in New York. And I basically said somebody turned the wrong valve and allowed human sewage into the water.
Well, there's
whole
programs where they're recycling the sewage to actually become tap water. Isn't that not correct?
Yeah, well, if you don't have the correct levels, you've still got sewage, but you've got more toxic sewage. The chemicals that are used to kill the bacteria, or the bacteria that are introduced to neutralize the harmful bacteria, if the levels are not correct. It's funny that throughout New York City they put water testing stations. Now here's an interesting situation. How could you abuse a water testing station? Water testing stations can be used to anesthetize certain areas of a neighborhood. Another situation is, if you were in jail, how do they know which one of the tiers or areas of the jail where the narcotics are more prevalent? You know what they do? They test the wastewater coming out of the cells. Big
yep.
secret, secret's out. Well, they do the same thing in neighborhoods.
Hey, Tom, hang in there. Hang on
sure.
to the break, and we've got a 3-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Short, you're listening to Capital Forum. This is Tom, Sergey, and Kent, and we're visiting with Tom from New York. And Tom, you have some more information to share. I heard on another program that there's some chatter going around that the electric grid might be going down soon. Do you want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, well, there was a desperate attempt by people within our government, within our Senate and Congress, to get us to participate in the bombing of Iran, basically. Yeah, because the Bashar. Yeah, that's it. I couldn't pronounce it. Reactor is supposed to come online eight months ahead of schedule, and they wanted to bomb them before. And folks, the only reason that that's really happening is Iran is completely not controlled by Israel at all. They don't have any influence there, and anything that the Zionists do not control is a threat to them. Competition is not allowed. Okay, free enterprise is not allowed. Choice is not allowed. Ask the Palestinians, okay, about choice. They don't have any. They have no say.
So the speculation is that they might take our electric grid down and actually create a strike on Iran during that same period?
Well, when basically there'll be many cover stories. You get a worst-case scenario, best-case scenario, whatever. When they turn the power off here, it will be so that they don't have to deal with the public sentiment, the public outrage, or anything, and other people. You see, it's harder to mass. It's harder to mass and rebel when you don't have communications.
Well,
so all of you people that are listening to this show, make a prearranged meeting place for your groups, okay? Like the cannon at the park, or what? If the lights go out, meet us with your flashlights and shotguns at the cannon on the park. We're going hunting, you know? That kind of stuff.
And having your own backup communications, have some battery-operated radios where you can still communicate.
Absolutely. But I honestly, even that kind of situation, all of these cell towers that have been put all over the place can put out a blanket signal, so there will be no communications. So basically, go bang on your neighbor's door.
So you think that'll be part of the agenda?
Let's be realistic.
They'll jam all the radio frequencies.
Knowing all the technology that's available to them, and knowing how good technology can be used as bad, you know, for bad purposes, I truly believe, you know, you learn how to use a compass, you know,
right.
Learn how to read a map.
Get back to
your GPS is not going to be working. They'll shut the system for America.
Yeah, I believe the GPS will be down. If they take down the communications, even the local law enforcement will be screwed.
It won't be. They're on different frequencies. They're up in the gigahertz area.
Well, some are and some aren't. You know, right
well,
now.
Well, all the ones that are participating
yeah.
with the terrorist attack in America, you know, the terrorists have taken down our power grid through the internet. First of all, there's nothing that's ever been connected to the power grid on the internet. It's on the intranet, only between company to company.
Another lie.
Oh, yeah. Well, the bottom line here is they continuously do stuff like this. You know how many people are sitting in jail because they watch television? You know? Oh, you got 3 minutes to call in before they could trace the call. You know what? Have these idiots ever put two and two together? On the first ring, your caller ID tells you who it is. Don't you think they have that technology?
Exactly.
Yeah, we have music, so our program getting close to the end.
Thanks for the call, Tom, and the insight. We'll be talking to you soon. And thanks, Sergey, Ken, and
thank
Louise.
You.
And we'll talk to you next
thank
week.
You, Tom. Yeah, thank you, everybody. Hey.
With recent